I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
You took the wrong way out. man. I don't know. Perhaps the not the most uplifting cheery way to welcome you to the show, but what a great way to do it. Holy cow. Beautiful. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way, this show. My name is Jeff, here till 4 o'clock here in Winnipeg, playing you some singer-songwriter music and enjoying myself, I think. Happy Father's Day out there to everyone who's celebrating, or, you know, everyone who's not. Hope you're having a great day, too. I'm having a great day so far, and I expect nothing less. So, you know, hopefully that'll translate into a decent show. As usual, we welcome your feedback, your comments, your suggestions, your requests. Anything you want to say, get off your chest. 204-269-8636. 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. That's Jeff with a J, tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live at University Center under mainly cloudy skies. I am also Jeff Robson. And boy, oh boy, I got lots of things to talk about today. I'm still floating on a cloud. Last week we were pre-recorded. I was off at the Static Roots Festival in Germany, and I can't wait to tell you more about that coming up in a bit. But we started off the show with our good pal Corin Raymond from his tremendous album Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. It's one of those albums that the more you listen to it, the more you kind of crawl inside these songs, and you see what's going on under the hood, and you just kind of... It's kind of a weird experience sometimes getting inside of a Corin Raymond song, isn't it? It can be kind of scary and dark and weird, but it can also be fabulously beautiful. He performed last night at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, and holy cow. You know, I've seen Corin a lot of times, but I don't know, it felt like there was something special in the water last night. Did you feel that too? It was just, he felt like he was plugged into something that... that you don't often see, and it was pretty magical, and I salute and appreciate every single one of you who came out to see that show last night. If you didn't come, oh boy, hopefully you'll get to see him again in the fall or something like that, you know? You never know. He's in town for a little while, hanging out with Scott Nolan. They're making a new record, and so there's lots to come from Mr. Corin. And you know what? Here, I want to play another one. That first song was, of course, co-written by our pal Jonathan Bird, and was first released by Jonathan, title track to his record, "The Law and the Lonesome," which is a tremendous record, as are all Jonathan Bird records, it seems. But here's one that that Corin released first on his record, another co-write between the two, and I thought I'd show you the Jay Bird version of this. I know we've played it before, but maybe you haven't heard this one before. It's pretty great. Here is Jonathan Bird with his version of one of my favorite songs off that record, "Under the Belly of the Night." You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and thank you.
Dice on icy roads that night. Asleep in dirty clothes through a frozen Minnesota night. They spent a month of rent to get on that B-35. Went off the air, not a soul survived. Singing that'll be the day I die the night before. How could he know those words of love would only hurt us more? Man on the radio predicted snow and said the only stars to fall over Clear Lake, Iowa. They fell under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. They're still on the air. Many folks tonight are putting trouble on the run and laying the needle down.
down on that Chicago preacher's son, having that party while the singer's singing from the grave, and he's out there now, twisting the night away. But down the courtyard you could hear him on the radio, behind the walls of number 7, singing soft and low. A couple moaning when the gun popped in the night above, and they heard the shot and kept making love under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night. The famous singer fell, the Evening Star Motel. Heart is crying on Commercial Drive. As long as there's an FM dial, I know he's still alive. If I should die, I pray the radio my soul to keep, if I don't wake from 9 years of sleep. Under the belly of the night, under the belly of the night, stars are falling. Under the belly of the night, I'll be on the air. You can find me there. Under the belly of the night, I'll be singing. Under the belly of the night, the Holy Ghost. Under the belly of the night, hey, love, that's love, and not fade away.
Bottom of the lake, a bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, a boy went fishing and drowned it. I had a girl I loved the best, a bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Lord knows Johnny could have loved the rest, but the boy went fishing and drowned it. I said, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned it. I had a bottle of a 90 proof, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. I'd take one drink, he'd take two, and the boy went fishing and drowned it. And I said, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned it. Johnny was a user, my good cane pole, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Got so drunk that he couldn't keep a hold, and the boy went fishing and drowned it. Yeah, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned. I say, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned it. Then what happened?
happened, I never could tell. A bottom of the lake, poor Johnny, he never could handle his liquor well. And the boy went fishing and drowned it. And I said, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, bottom of the lake, poor Johnny, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake. The boy went fishing and drowned. I said, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, bottom of the lake, poor Johnny, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake. The boy went fishing and drowned.
Fight like dogs most of the time. I hear 'em through the walls of mine. They must be deaf the way they shout things I would rather not know about. Maybe they're drunk. Maybe they're stoned. Maybe they can't leave well enough alone. There's not much I can do. I don't care who did what to who. I just walk across, turn the TV up. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. 'Cause they don't know what they got. It's been so long they forgot. What lonely is, what lonely does, or just how lonesome, lonesome was. It's been so long since I got dressed for anyone but myself. Little Chinese food in a paper cup. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Good to each other, be kind tonight. Just hold your baby, hold them tight. Get on your knees and apologize. It don't matter who's wrong or right. Love is precious. Precious like gold. And all I've got is this remote control. Flipping through the channels, same old stuff. I wish I was in love. Do you understand me? I wish I was in love. Woohoo!
time. I wish I was in love.
Well, no need to wish. Once you hear that song, especially once you see Korn live, you're in love. You just are. It's a beautiful thing. That is another Jonathan Bird and Korn Raymond co-write. There's something magic when those two get together, that's for sure. That's I Wish I Was in Love from the album There Will Always Be a Small Time, Korn's album. Although Korn claims that he had very little to do with that song. I think they've kind of done that for each other a couple of times, you know, giving each other credit, you know, for a little bit of help, a little bit of inspiration, as it were, instead of, you know, necessarily writing half the song. They just they build each other up, that's for sure. Wonderful. Before that, we heard Poor Johnny from Jonathan's fabulous record, You Can't Outrun the Radio, especially special because it was recorded right here in Manitoba with all kinds of Manitoba all-stars playing along, Grant Siemens, and I think Joanna Miller was on that one, too. All kinds of great folks on that fabulous record. We heard Jonathan in there with his version of Under the Belly of the Night. And that one mentions, of course, Buddy Holly. And I thought I'd throw this in here. Just got this today. I'm very excited. I haven't listened to it yet. You're going to help me preview it. Here's a Buddy Holly cover from just one of those great artists. Another one of those artists that the people who know really know that he was something special, and those who don't, need to find out. And maybe we'll help with that. So I got to give big thanks and love to the family for giving me this on Father's Day, and maybe to the guy who runs McNally Robinson for recommending it. It's pretty great. And it's actually recorded live in Germany, for goodness sake, in 2003. This is the late, great Chris Whitley on Tell the Band to Go Home with his version of a Buddy Holly classic. I think we're going to like this. If he ever starts the song.
Well, all right, so I've been foolish. Well, all right, let people say that these dreams and wishes that you dream in a night where lies all in. Well, all right. Well, all right. And all you live in love with all our might. Well, all right. Well, all right. You know I can't find love to be all right. So I'm not ready. Steady now, all right, let them people say that these foolish kids can't be ready for the love that comes their way. So all right, well, all right. You know you live in love with all your might. Well, all right. Well, all right. You know I can't find love to be all right. So
so alright that we gone steady. Well, alright, let them people say that these foolish kids can't be ready for the love that comes their way. So alright, well alright, you know you live in love with all your might. We're all right, we're all right. You know I can't find love to be all right. Say all right, we're all right. You know we live in love with all our might. We're all right, so all right. You know that I can't find.
Thank you all so much for listening, and have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much.
I'm Lydia. And I'm Laura.
And we're the Secret Sisters. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Too
sunrise in Barcelona. I was too broke, too shallow to dive deep, too busy carrying the weight of everything. Young with no
of screaming. I've long been learning how to let it go. I got these old forgotten feelings, looking back on how I got so low. But sometimes life plays like a series of exams, and you need someone to wash the bad blood off your hands. Well, you'll always be my favorite latchkey kid. I'm sorry that I hurt you like I did. Something wrong, something missing, something I've seen inside my friends. Lord, it's hard to have the vision standing at the darkest of dead ends. Won't you tell me how the story goes and goes? I'm too lost to tell my temples from my toes, but I've got too many pages left to turn to sit and wonder why that book won't burn. So here
stand right before you, waiting for my turn to toe the line. Don't let me die in California while I'm dragging all these rivers in my mind. 'Cause I found a love that shines into my core, and I don't feel the need to prove myself no more. When I look into the mirror, I never knew that I could be.
those folks can see. The particular demons reason with Big Dave and me.
Let's do one together, Ernie. We've never done that.
What are we doing now?
This is a show.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go. You go. I'll go. This is Allison Moore. This is Steve Earle.
Yeah.
And then we'll do that together.
And that. Are you listening to? That's the name of the show?
That's right.
Okay.
Hi, this is Alice.
Sorry.
Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to...
The show. This show is called
Tell the Band
to Go Home.
On 101.5
UMFM.
Get in sync with me.
We're in sync. We're in sync.
Down the road a ways I heard say there's a new day coming on, where the women folks are friendly and the law leaves you alone. I believe it when I see it, but I haven't seen it yet. Don't mind me, just keep on talking, I'm just looking for my hat. Ain't no God in Mexico, ain't no way to understand how that border crossing feeling makes a fool out of a man. If I had not seen the sunshine, hell, I would not cuss the rain. My feet would fit a railroad track, guess I'd have been a train. Me and Louise Higginbotham used to chase across the yard. Back in 1947, that's when olden times were hard. Pity me, I didn't see the line in time and like a fool. In front of God and everybody, I politely blew my cool. Ain't no God in Mexico, ain't no comfort in the can. When you're down in Matamoros, getting busted by the man. If I had not seen the sunshine, I would not cuss the rain.
Well, there's Steve Earle. Steve Earle. Steve Cranky Pants Earle. He's ornery and and downright mean, it seems, these days. He's not taking the divorce well, it seems, because he's been downright miserable in interviews. Which you know, is the best kind of Steve Earle. Isn't that right, Gail? The best Steve Earle is the miserable Steve Earle? You know, like when Steve was happy, things were really boring. And now he's mad at everybody. Have you been reading this stuff, Gail? He's insulted everybody. As a matter of fact, there's a petition. Like he's been insulting everybody. He's been on a roll lately, insulting people. He insulted Noel Gallagher. He's had lots of nasty things to say about Hayes Carl. And so now there's this petition site where you can go and sign this petition asking Steve to insult you too, which is pretty awesome.
So,
Yeah, I'm sure Steve's got lots to say. He's also got a new record called So You Want to Be an Outlaw, and it quite clearly shows his bitterness about the breakup in some of those songs, for sure. He also unapologetically channels Waylon Jennings on this record, so it sounds pretty great from what I've heard. If you pick up the deluxe edition, there are four bonus track covers on there, including a Hank Williams song. Or no, are you sure Hank Done It This Way from Waylon Jennings, pardon me, and a couple of Willie Nelson songs. We heard Billy Joe Shaver's Ain't No God in Mexico there. That's pretty great stuff there from Steve. What else did we hear in there? Oh, yeah, in those interviews, in one of those interviews that I read, he said that his favorite songwriter these days is Colter Wall. Do you know Colter Wall, Gail?
No.
Oh, you should look up Colter Wall. It's entirely possible that that Stu Reed was right about Colter Wall being pretty great. He's got a new self-titled record, and it's pretty swell. We heard Me and Big Dave off that record. Before that, we heard John Moreland from his new record, Big Bad Love. We heard Latchkey Kid. And in an interview with Moreland recently, I found out that he recently got married to Canadian designer Pearl Rashinsky, who does all of Corin Raymond's designs and does a fabulous job. And now they're hanging out and in Big Bad Love down in Oklahoma, which is, you know, pretty awesome. So congratulations to John and Pearl. We heard something from Courtney Marie Andrews in there from her album Honest Life. We heard Rookie Dreaming. I'd heard that name a number of times, but never actually taken the time to really listen. And then my pal Ian was raving about her in Germany last week. And, you know, as much as we love to give Ian a hard time, he does know a thing or two about music. So I had to look that one up, and it turns out it's pretty great. You'll have to hear more of that for sure coming up on the show. We heard the Secret Sisters in their title track to their new record, You Don't Own Me Anymore, and a swell record from those lovely ladies. We heard something new from White Horse in there. We heard Die Alone from Panther in the Dollhouse, and we kicked it off with Chris Whitley from a new live collection called On Air. We heard Well, All Right, and we'll thank our pal Stu for recommending that one for a Father's Day gift, because it sounds pretty swell indeed. And well, you know, I gotta play a song that that Stu played on his show this past week, by the way, the Twang Trust, Wednesdays 6 to 8 on that other station, CKUW. He got to this song first, but in all fairness, I was listening to it much earlier. I was listening to this record on the plane on the way to Germany, and boy, oh boy, is it pretty stellar. We've heard and played a few songs off of it already, but he obviously held out some hits, because there's some beautiful, beautiful stuff on here. It's the brand new record from Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. It's called The Nashville Sound. And, well, if this isn't one of the most powerful and amazing songs I've heard in a long time, I don't know what it is. I had this one on repeat. I think I listened to it four or five times on that plane trip. And I've listened to it a bunch of times since. It's so great. Check this out. If this doesn't prove that Jason Isbell is one of the greatest songwriters in the world, I don't know what could. This is terrific stuff. Brand new. Jason Isbell, 400 unit.
I'm a white man living in a white man's world. Under our roof is a baby girl. Mama knew better. I'm a white man living in a white man's town. Wanna take a shot of cocaine and burn it down. Mama wants to change that Nashville sound, but they're never gonna let her. There's no such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts are the only things worth fighting for. Still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one red bird, sharing one faith. I'm a white man living on a white man's street. Bones of the red man under my feet. The highway runs through the burial
plantations of cotton. I'm a white man looking in a black man's eyes, wishing I'd never been one of the guys who pretended not to hear another white man's show. Old times ain't forgotten. There's no such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts aren't the only things worth fighting for. You're still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one great burden, sharing one fate. Upstairs must have took a vacation. I still have faith, but I don't know why. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes.
myself fall. You gotta give me a minute, 'cause I'm way down in it, and I can't breathe, so I can't speak. I wanna be strong and steady, always ready. Now I feel so small, I feel so weak. Anxiety, how do you always get the best of me? I'm out here living in a fantasy. I can't enjoy a goddamn thing. Anxiety, why am I never where I'm supposed to be? Even with my lover sleeping close to me, I'm wide awake and I'm in pain. A crowded room.
Brand new from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. The album's called The Nashville Sound. It's out now. And it's a stunning thing. It really is. And you should definitely check out more. I know I'll be playing you more. That's Anxiety. And a song that I can relate to all too well. Perhaps we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But before that, we heard White Man's World, which is just an unbelievable thing. Brilliant stuff. We're going to take a break and pay a couple of bills. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about an experience that changed the way I see the world, hopefully forever. Stick around.